The public session of this meeting is now reconvened and called to order. I failed to, can you hear me? This does not on.
I'm not sure yet.
I thought it amplified, but thank you for that. All right, so I failed to take a vote on closing the meeting, so quickly, all in favor of closing the meeting, which we've now done, could you please say yes?
Yes.
Okay, now all in favor of reopening the meeting to the public?
Yes.
Okay, so I can confirm that all members except Mr. Hawkins are present and a quorum is retained. Mr. Hawkins had an emergency call that he had to take, so I'm just going, we're going to move forward. So, because obviously we have a quorum present. During the closed session, the commission voted on the majority of the, well, not even the majority of the appointees. We voted on three appointees. The letters to those reappointees will be sent out today. We have confirmed the reappointments of Judges Cobbs and Goody, and we have not reappointed Jess Good, and consistent with the recommendations of the chief judge. With respect to Judges Harvey, Teal, Jenkins, and Tucker, it came to our attention that during this period we have been waiting to sort of sit as a full cost and consider these appointments. Obviously, their appointments have expired, and while some judges, that being Cobbs and Goody, decided to work through that period, those four, Harvey, Teal, Jenkins, and Tucker, did not. Now, I suppose that is their right to have done so. However, I will say that the cost was, I guess, outraged is a good enough word to indicate as to how it is you wouldn't come to work, seeing as the priority for the cost and for judges who work here is the residents of the District of Columbia. Now, I'm assuming that each judge has personal reasons for deciding to not come to work during this time, having your colleagues take over your court curse, your caseloads, and the districts of the resident and district residents not being prioritized during this period by those four judges. So what I have asked the chief judge to do is to review the matters that were pending before those four judges, let the cost know what the impact of their absence was on not only their colleagues, but also the district residents, what could have been done that wasn't done, so that I can have an understanding fully of the impact on the cost. As I said, you know, the cost, ever since I became chair of the cost, I have been trying to move the cost and working with the cost to, we have been trying to hire people who first and foremost put the district residents first. That is, as a judge, that is what our priority is, as we are public servants. And so if that's public is not being served, and perhaps there, as again, there may be reasons, there may be explanations, anything, but I need to know what the impact of this absence was on the agency that we are charged, obviously, with not overseeing, but certainly addressing reappointments for. So I asked those judges, if they are here, if you would like to submit a letter to the commission explaining why you decided not to work during this period. You don't have to, but you know, I'm asking you if you would. You, as again, you don't have to. I'm not requiring it. I am requiring the chief to give me to give the cost information with respect to its impact and the absence of those judges on the agency. And again, that's with respect to judges Harvey, Teal, Jenkins, and Tucker. And so the vote on those reappointments will be postponed until some later date, until such time as we can make that resolution. Okay?
Just like to add, the chairman didn't make clear, although I think it's probably known, the people who did not work were receiving pay during that period.
Yes,
they were
exactly.
Not they were fully staying
paid.
Home without pay. They were receiving pay from the people of the District of Columbia.
All right, so we will, a notice will be put out for the next cost meeting. We have not agreed upon that date as of yet. So at this time, if there's nothing else, the cost
I'm
will.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say something. I need to say something.
And who are you?
I am Judge Jenkins.
Okay.
And, I'm sorry. I
I'm so sorry to have to do this. I wasn't planning to say anything today, but I think that you should know that we were given letters and we were told to take administrative leave with pay.
Okay.
We were told. We were all told to do that. And we in no way, at least I know, I did not in any way neglect any cases. I cleared all of my cases, all of the cases that could be done up through October, anticipating it, some sort of an emergency, since this was a situation that I had no control over. And so I think I speak for my colleagues that you have also named, that none of us would have neglected any work, and we were given letters that indicated that we were to work on administrative leave with pay. The other thing I'd like to say is that we could not sign any documents. We could not do anything without our appointments as judges. We could not act as judges. And it's very different than Superior Court, because your terms go from the time that you are, the time that the term ends, to the they make sure that that your reappointment, and there's no gap. And there was a gap at this point. So I just want to make sure that you understand, and I, you know, we'll be happy to respond in writing, but that you understand that there is in no way that we intended to neglect or do anything inappropriate, but that we were told to work, or to we were told to stay, be on administrative leave with pay.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Could you provide us with a copy of the letter that you received?
Yes, sir. We will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so I understand what you were, I mean, the cost fully understands what you were able to do and what you were not able to do during this period as judges. Again, so if you would like to submit something, I'm fine to take it. I thank you, Judge Jenkins, for your statement. If there's anything that you want to submit in writing, the cost obviously will consider it. Again, those decisions on those reappointments will be tabled until such time as the next cost meeting occurred, and it will be probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks is my hope. So, thank you, and this meeting is adjourned.